Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. In the last hours, bombshell. A Microsoft executive, a father, a loving husband, ambushed, found dead on a lonely one-way street. Mystery ensued, and in the last hours, his bitter ex-wife indicted in connection with his murder. Justice? I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us here at Fox Nation and Sirius XM 111. First of all, take a listen to this.
For 547 days, we've hoped and prayed that this day would come. Our hearts will always be full of deep gratitude for the men and women who have worked tirelessly to bring justice forward in Jared's case. We are also deeply grateful for the prayers that have been offered on our behalf. Shanna's arrest ends one horrific chapter of our pursuit for justice for Jared, and now we open a new one. This next chapter will be excruciating. But we are confident in the ability of the state's attorney's office and law enforcement to bring truth to light. We expect to see justice carried out to the fullest extent of the law.
You are hearing the voice of Jared's widow, Kirsten Breitigan. And joining us right now is Kirsten Breitigan and Jared's brother, Adam. Thank you to both of you for being with us on this day following such upheaval in your lives. Kirsten, when I hear your voice, you're talking about justice and this mark in your pursuit of justice, that being the arrest of your husband's ex-wife. How did you feel when you learned a formal charge against her had been filed?
Nancy, it was really mixed feelings. There was elation, you know, celebration. There was a heartache when I immediately thought about what that means for the twins. There was caution and anxiety about, has everything been done by the book? We just want everything to stick. So it was a very mixed bag, but overall, a good feeling that justice is moving forward for our family.
Throughout these proceedings, did you have any doubt that your husband's ex-wife would be brought to justice?
I have had an oddly calm sense that things would work out since very early on. But in addition to that feeling that, don't worry, it'll work out, there have been moments where I have had concerns of if she will ever face charges for what she's done, what I had thought she'd done. And just hoping and praying very, very hard for the last, you know, almost a year and a half, that my feeling would be accurate and that we would see this day. And more importantly, that we will see a conviction.
Kirsten, you said that you believe your road ahead is going to be, and I quote, excruciating. I know this is not going to make it better, but you're right. Living through the murder trial of the guy that shot my fiance was, I will never forget it as long as I live. But it's necessary for your children to grow up one day and remember their mother took the hit. Their mother was brave and went through this for them. Can you imagine how it would be for your children if there was no justice?
I can't. You know, that's a big reason why I've been fighting so hard from day one, is I want them to know who did this to our family, and I want them to know that they are safe, that those people are behind bars and cannot hurt us further than they already have.
I'm going to an all-star panel to make sense of what we know right now and why finally, after all of these months, this indictment goes down against the bitter ex-wife of this fine father and husband. Also with me, in addition to Kirsten, is Adam Breitigan. This is Jared's brother. Adam, what went through your mind when you learned that your brother's ex had finally been indicted?
It's such a surreal place to be in. It is the best way for me to describe it, right? I think anyone listening would have kind of the common human emotions of elation and happiness, but it really is mixed in the sense that we feel peace knowing that we have answers and that we have peace for our family knowing that these individuals are now behind bars. But it's the pain is, as you outlined in your story, it's incomprehensible for regular people who haven't experienced this type of loss, right? The ripple effect that this has on lives, it brings us so much pain knowing that these four children have to grow up and they have to hear about this story, right? For the rest of their lives, that they will, when they learn about the trial and they learn about all the evidence, we as adults have to endure this, right? But they will be exposed to it and they will have to learn about this. And that is, for us as a family, it is truly gut-wrenching, right? To know that they will have to hear about these things in the media, they will have to read about them and study about them. And that part, and knowing that the family has been ripped apart, that's the really pain that we feel. So to answer your question, it really is a mixed bag of emotion.
No, Kirsten and panel, please just hang tight with me just one moment. I'm going to get right back with you all. You know, Kirsten, Adam, it changes everything, which I don't know if you get that yet because you've had to deal with the shock of the murder, the funeral, the investigation, the dragging it out, the prolongment of the investigation. And I heard you say crossing T's and dotting I's, and I believe that's what law enforcement was doing during these months prior to your husband's ex being indicted. But it really affects the way you live from now on, like how you raise your children, how you live your life. It's going to affect your children, how they grow up, how they raise their children. God willing, they get the joy of having children. Because I know in my case, I watch my like a hawk because I'm afraid something else horrible will take away the thing I love the most, them. So it's a balancing act, but that's a long way ahead of you. Now we have the trial to deal with and getting your family through that.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
For those of you just joining us, in the last hours, finally, an indictment of the bitter ex-wife of a wonderful man, Jared Breitigan, a father, a husband, full of love, everything centered around his family. What more do we know at this hour? Take a listen to the Florida State's attorney.
This investigation has uncovered the truth of Jared's murder. Henry Tenen did not act alone. Mario Fernandez did not plan alone. And Shanna Gardner's indictment acknowledges her central and key role in the cold, calculated, and premeditated murder of Jared Breitigan.
Police say in February 2022, Breitigan got out of his car to move a tire in the road when he was shot multiple times. Two possible connections to Tenen and Breitigan are records showing Tenen rented a house from a man who is married to Breitigan's ex-wife. And Tenen's tenant told News 4 Jax that Tenen drove a blue color or two-toned F-150, a similar description of a truck investigators believe was involved in the murder.
You're also just then hearing our friends over at WJXT, two renowned professor of forensics at Jacksonville State University, author of Blood Beneath My Feet, host of a hit series, Body Bags with Joseph Scott Morgan. Joe Scott, do you remember how we would push it out, talk about it, trying to get somebody to remember seeing that vehicle? Do you remember that? On that dark night when Jared was essentially ambushed on that one-way street?
Yes, I do, Nancy. And I got to say, there's no potential here. He was. He was out and out ambushed. This was planned. You and I had talked about this extensively on, you know, this darkened stretch of road where there's no cameras, there's no lighting. You've got wooded areas on literally both sides of the road. Road kind of dips down.
The vehicle, that was the key.
Yeah, it was the vehicle. And, you know, they had the grainy videography for a period of time. And this ties back to this central character in all of this, where, you know, we have a piece that ties all of this back. And a lot of this is going to hinge on this Henry Tenen that has previously been arrested.
Kirsten Breitigan and Adam Breitigan, wife and brother. We hear the state's attorney general speaking of uncovering the truth. All right. From the get-go, many of us believed that the ex Shanna Gardner Fernandez, who comes from a lap of luxury, her parents millionaires. I mean, why couldn't this woman be happy? Was behind the murder of your husband. When the state's attorney talks about uncovering the truth, what truth? What do you believe is the state's attorney's theory in this case, Kirsten?
They've been very tight-lipped about a lot of evidence and things that they have in this case, so I can't really speak to that. But I have confidence that they know what they're doing and we'll see it play out in court.
I understand what you're saying at this juncture. We don't want Kirsten or Adam or anyone else connected to the case blurting out information that the state's attorney wants to keep secret. That said, there's got to be an arrest warrant for the ex. And can I ask you this, Kirsten? Why has she been so angry and bitter? She's the one that caused all the problems in the marriage. So she gets a divorce. Fine, have it. Why couldn't Jared just go be happy with you?
That's the question I had myself. You know, every time we were dragged back to court over the dumbest things that we had tried to work out via email or text, we asked ourselves the same question, like, why can't we have a good co-parenting relationship? Why can't we just focus on the kids being happy? Why can't she be happy in her life and we be happy in ours? I wish I knew, but I don't know what goes on inside of her head. I think that would be a very dark place to be, and I don't know.
Joining us, Rebecca Rosenberg, Fox News digital investigative reporter, author of At Any Cost, and you can find her at RebeccaFayeRosenberg.com. Rebecca, thank you for being with us. Any idea what the state's theory is going to be? I can tell you this much. There's one co-defendant that's going to turn state's evidence, and it's been very clear that there will be a death penalty sought in this case. You've got the ex-wife, Shanna Gardner Fernandez, age 35, charged with murder one. We've got Henry Tenen, who we believe pulled the trigger at the behest of the ex-wife. And we've got Mario Fernandez Saldana, 34, the new husband. So what happened? What was the straw that broke the camel's back? What was the final piece of evidence that has resulted in an indictment?
Hi, Nancy. Thank you for having me. You know, I really don't know. As Kirsten said, the state attorney's office has been very tight-lipped. It was kind of surprised when the indictment came down against her, but they definitely started in this circle with Henry Tenen first, who they've said they believe was the shooter, and then it led to the next arrest of her husband, Mario Fernandez, and then now it's her. So I would imagine they have the most evidence against Tenen, and they're working their way in. But I think the big question now is the pressure's on between Shanna Gardner Fernandez and her husband, Mario Fernandez. Will one of them flip on the other? They're both now in jail, charged, and potentially facing the death penalty. You have to imagine somebody's going to reach for a life draft.
Well, I mean, we're going to get the testimony from Tenen. And I can tell you, and anybody jump in, Robert Crispin joining me, private investigator joining us, Crispin, Special Investigations, former federal task force officer with the Department of Justice, also with the DEA in Miami, former homicide and crimes against children investigator, and you can find him at CrispinInvestigations.com. Crispin, I'll tell you how they did it. I mean, I don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure this out. You've got the alleged trigger man, Henry Tenen. What does Henry Tenen drive? Henry Tenen drives a blue color or two-toned F-150. You can spot an F-150 or a Toyota Tacoma. Those two highly popular trucks. You can spot an F-150 a mile away. It's very distinctive. All right. So this guy's driving a blue or two-toned F-150, and there is evidence that the shooter was driving an F-150 blue in color. So then you circle back, and didn't Tenen rent from the new husband, something like that?
Sure. So this all starts to unravel once they get locked onto Tenen, once they get the truck, once they get him. And don't forget, Florida has the death penalty. And what a great negotiation tool to grab a defendant.
Hey, screw that technical legal term. Screw negotiating tool. If they're going to seek the death penalty, get the death penalty.
I understand that wholeheartedly. And you know this as a prosecutor. Sometimes that death penalty is going to be that 1 ounce of what you need to crack that one defendant that's going to lead you to two or three other ones, as obviously it did in this case. Now, obviously, the indictment is still sealed, so we don't have the facts. But I can tell you from working these types of cases and working homicide cases, you're going to find a theory of a few different things because they grabbed Tenet first. What did Tenet do? I would imagine he probably did a controlled telephone call. I would imagine he potentially went and met the co-defendants while he was wearing a wire and wearing a digital recorder. And he talked about the evidence. He talked about the crime, which led to the next defendant, which led to the next defendant. And lo and behold, all the evidence starts to come together and the indictments start to come in. I think you're going to find that in the hardest part, I should say, is for the families being so long, taking so long and thinking nothing is going on. There's so much going on behind the scenes that you see what happens when it all comes together. They get it right.
To Dale Carson, joining me, high-profile criminal defense attorney out of the Jacksonville jurisdiction, former FBI agent, former cop, Miami-Dade, never a lack of business there, and author of Arrest Proof Yourself. You can find him at DaleCarsonLaw.com. Dale Carson, I'm so glad you're with us today. This is something I had to argue to a couple of juries before. I don't like cutting deals with a co-defendant. Again, technical legal term. They can all go to hell together, stewing in the same pot till they get to the devil's supper table. But that said, I've often argued sometimes you got to go to hell to get the witness to put the devil in jail. And in this scenario, the state clearly believes the devil in this murder for hire is the ex-wife, that she is the mastermind. How about this, Dale Carson? Was it 70 phone calls between the new husband, Fernandez Saldana, and the alleged trigger man, Tenen? 70 phone calls. What were they talking about? Shopping at Target and 3 checks from Fernandez Saldana to Tenen? Hello, what more do I need?
It wasn't the weather they were talking about, that's for sure. And when you think about this from the very beginning, and we've been covering this here closely, who would know that Jared would have the kindness to stop in the middle of the road in the middle of the night and remove a tire so it didn't obstruct other people driving down the road? There probably is only one person in the world who knew that about him and was angry at him. And so those combination of events, including the DNA that's going to be found on that tire ultimately, and those kinds of things start putting this all together. And there's no question that the original trigger puller, he flipped almost immediately. And in Florida, and you know, there's a spousal privilege. The spousal privilege is held not by one spouse against another, but only by that spouse. So if the new husband wishes to testify against her, it's not a problem because he can remove that tendency to not talk about somebody else and allow his information in order to avoid the death penalty to go into the investigation against her. And remember this, there are text messages, there are phone calls, there are locations, there are any number of things.
The way the tire was set up, was it not, Rebecca Rosenberg, Fox News Digital, in the middle of the road, was that he had to get out of the car to go around. It was an SUV he was driving, leaving his little baby girl strapped in the car in a car seat who, Kirsten, didn't she keep saying, bang, bang, daddy's down?
She would repeat the bang, bang, daddy on the ground phrase quite often early on.
Rebecca Rosenberg, jump in. Wasn't that tire in the middle of the road, so he had to get out and move it? And only the wife, the ex-wife, would have known that was his route home.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what prosecutors say, that they intentionally put that tire in the road to lure him from the car. And what I have always found incredibly haunting about this case is that there was no concern for Bexley, who was two at the time. When Tenen allegedly shot Jared, several bullets were lodged in the interior of the car.
Within inches of Brexley, just like you're saying, sitting there helpless in a car seat. Rebecca Rosenberg, you're right. Now, according to some, there is a heavenly hand at work in this prosecution. Take a listen to our Cut 45.
There's not a doubt that Jared has been working overtime amongst the family, but also helping in the investigation. There's been a lot of really incredible breaks that had to happen for this day to come. And if you knew Jared, you knew that he does not give up. He's very focused, and he would make sure that our family got justice while we're still living. So I'm very, very grateful for that.
Adam Breitigan, that's your voice. Do you see your brother's hand in this investigation? Do you feel his presence?
Without a doubt, 100%. Jared has been working overtime, to say the least, not only on us as a family, on the healing side, and trying to help us have the patience to endure the last 18 months, and helping us to keep the faith and to have the strength to keep fighting when we wanted to, you know, just say, maybe we'll never know. Maybe we will never get the answers. But he gave us the courage and the strength to do that. But when it comes to the investigation, absolutely. And I think in the future, when a lot of this comes to light and stories are able to be shared, I think there's going to be some really touching moments that we hear about where certain things happened and miracles ensued. And obviously we're people of faith, and that means a lot to us. But if you knew Jared and just how determined he was to do something when he set his mind to it, some might call that stubborn, but that's just how he was. And I know that he wanted to make sure that we as a family got answers to the questions, because I'm sure it was very painful for him.
Especially for his children to know exactly what happened, and to know that someone cared and sought justice for their father. What exactly do we know about the arrest? Take a listen to our Cut 37. This is the Florida State Attorney.
A Fourth Circuit grand jury indicted Shana Gardner for first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, solicitation to commit first-degree murder, and child abuse, all related to the murder of Jared Breitigan, Shana's ex-husband. Gardner was arrested shortly after and taken into custody by ATF Washington Field Division agents in West Richland, Washington. Gardner will be extradited to Duval County to face these charges. We will be filing a notice of our intent to seek the death penalty, as we have also done in the case of Mario Fernandez.
I'm very curious what led to the arrest of the ex at this juncture after so many months. Shanna Gardner Fernandez, for those of you just joining us, now indicted. Do we have any idea how the arrest went down? Where was she? What happened? What do we know? Any idea, Rebecca Rosenberg?
We know it was about 9 a.m. It was a complete surprise. She was at inside her West Richland home that her parents bought for her late last year.
Wait a minute. Her parents are still footing the bill. The woman is 35 years old and her parents are still paying her way?
They have supported her whole life. They're very wealthy.
Okay. And, wait. Let me just get my head around something. Kirsten Bright again. You know, the love of money is the root of all evil, many people say. Where did her family get all those millions?
I don't know the complete history of their finances, but I do know that her parents own a very successful company based out of Riverton, Utah, called Stampin' Up. And I believe that a lot of their success comes from that.
Is it like a paper product company?
Yeah, it's an MLM that sells paper and stamps.
Okay, got it. So all that money, and at age 35, they're still footing the bill. I mean, Adam Breitigan, did she ever have an actual job?
Honestly, I have no idea. I can't speak to that, but yes, that's a great question.
Yeah, you know, the idle hand is the devil's workshop. So I'm just wondering what she's been doing. I know she took the other children of Jared's out of the jurisdiction after his death. Back to you, Rebecca Rosenberg. What were you saying about the arrest, 9 a.m.?
Yeah, it was 9 a.m. I believe local officials and ATF executed it. And she was not expecting them. It was a complete surprise. They arrested her, took her into custody. We know her mother, Shelley Gardner, was home at the time. I'm not sure if the kids were there. And she was taken into custody. And now she's in the local jail awaiting extradition.
The ATF involvement indicates a UFAP, which is unlawful flight to avoid prosecution. And it's of interest that ATF was handling it because there may be a firearm connection to this matter and why the search was so abrupt.
Very, very good insight. That's coming from Dale Carson. I recognize his voice. Speaking of eating a dirt sandwich in court, having to go to hell to get the witness to put the devil in jail, take a listen to our cut 52, our friends at WJXT.
34-year-old Mario Fernandez is still in Orange County in the jail tonight.
34-year-old Fernandez is married to Jared Breitigan's ex-wife, Shanna Gardner Fernandez. Breitigan was ambushed on a dark Jacksonville Beach road minutes after dropping his older two children off at their mother's house. Fernandez is accused of plotting the murder with his rental property tenant, 61-year-old Henry Tenen. Yesterday, Tenen pleaded guilty and agreed to testify against anyone he worked with for this crime.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Joining me right now, boy, do I need a shrink, Dr. Angela Arnold, joining us out of the Atlanta jurisdiction. You can find her at AngelaArnoldMD.com. This conjures up quite the image. These three, like witches around a cauldron. You've got the ex-wife, Shanna Gardner Fernandez, her brand new husband, Mario Fernandez Saldana, and then the alleged trigger man, Henry Tenen. He's the one that had all those 70 phone calls and three checks. I mean, really? You write a check? It reminds me of Jesse Smollett, who wrote his fake attackers actual checks, the Osandero brothers. I mean, a check? Okay, like we can't find that? But I can just see the three of them plotting and planning this, never giving a thought to the repercussions, as Adam said earlier, the ripple effects that are going to occur because of their heinous act. The three of them.
Well, and Nancy, she doesn't have to give a thought to the repercussions because, as you've laid out today, her parents are still taking care of her at 35 years of age. I am typically when that goes on, that person has never had to suffer any repercussions for any of their actions. So they basically trained her that whatever she did, she would get away with. And, you know, I don't know if they know this or not, but unconsciously, that's what they were telling her every time they bailed her out, bought her a house, whatever they did. So she doesn't feel like there are any consequences for her actions. She also feels like she can have whatever she wants. So she wanted him dead, so she was going to make it happen. And I'm sure she never thought she was going to get caught.
You know, to Kirsten Breitigan, this is Jared's wife. And you can find her on Insta at JusticeForJaredB. She has created the Breitigan Foundation. Kirsten, isn't it true that the ex-wife's parents have the children?
I believe so, Nancy, because her mother, Shelley, was at the home when Shanna was arrested. I believe that they would stay with them. I do not see them relinquishing the kids. So I would expect that they will try to maintain custody. I don't know if Shanna even maybe gave them guardianship. That's all things that I don't know, but I would not be surprised.
Have since Shanna Gardner Fernandez took off out of the jurisdiction with Jared's other two children, Abby and Liam, has there been any attempt to get the four brothers and sisters together, Brexley and London, your children, with Abby and Liam?
Yeah, I have sent countless, I can't even tell you how many, texts and emails to Shanna Sterling and Shelley Gardner, asking for a minimum of a phone call or a FaceTime. And since April of 2022, I have been denied and ignored every single time.
That's going to be a legal battle right there about brother, sister, sibling rights, because you biologically do not have a claim on Abby and Liam. Their closest living relatives, I assume, are their grandparents on Shanna Gardner's side. But your children, Brexley and London, do have a biological claim, but they're minors. So that's a whole nother can of worms for you to sort out later. Right now, your eye on the prize of justice. So what is the connection between these three witches stirring their cauldron? Take a listen to Hour Cut 53, WJXT.
34-year-old Mario Fernandez and 61-year-old Henry Tenen are both charged with conspiring to murder Jared Breitigan. According to an affidavit, Fernandez paid three handwritten checks to Tenen, who rented a room from Fernandez but didn't have any direct ties from the victim, investigators say. Detectives also found the two suspects had 35 phone contacts the month Breitigan was killed and continued to stay in touch afterward. A murder weapon has not been recovered.
70 calls in all. Back to Rebecca Rosenberg, Fox News digital investigative crime reporter. What happens now?
Well, now we wait for Shanna to be extradited to Florida, and then she will go before a judge and enter a plea, and the discovery process begins. I mean, I think the real thing that everybody's waiting for is, is Mario or Shanna going to try to get a plea deal and turn on the other one? And how does that work legally with the two being married? Is that going to be an issue? Flip on the other.
As soon as he's arraigned, we'll get, or she's arraigned, we'll get full discovery, which means the support affidavit for the arrest warrant. And that will give us details about it that we don't know.
You're absolutely right. Take a listen to Hour Cut 54, WJXT.
The state attorney says Tenen admitted to shooting Breitigan, pleading guilty to second-degree murder. Fallgetter says it's now unlikely Tenen will be facing the death penalty, but Fernandez might.
It is a very heinous crime, and a contract murder deserves the death penalty in appropriate circumstances. But second of all, if the wife was involved, they would want to bring her to justice. So that would put pressure on him, rightfully so.
Fernandez's wife, Shanna Gardner Fernandez, has previously denied being involved in the murder.
Don't you know this guy, the alleged trigger man, is singing as loudly as he can behind bars in his attempt to escape the death penalty himself. And I guarantee you the state has him locked in a written confession, a video confession, the works. I'm very curious. I doubt that Shannon Gardner-Fernandez is going to challenge extradition back to Florida where the crime occurred. Kirsten Breitigan, right now, what is your frame of mind? What are your thoughts? What's keeping you going?
Jared is, you know, from day one, I have been determined to find justice for him, for our children. I am still on that path. Obviously, there's things I can't do that I need to rely on law enforcement and the state attorney's office to do for us. But whatever I can do, I will be doing. We will continue to pray for Liam and Abby that eventually, if not soon, we will be able to be reunited, that they can have the support of their family on their dad's side, who loves them and cares about them and wants them to have a relationship with their entire family, not just one side. And that's our focus right now, is just keep the eye on the prize and let's get justice.
We wait. As God willing, justice unfolds. Goodbye, friend.